Okay, embarking on our very last daf of Nida, where it's going to be a little anticlimactic because we're not going to actually finishing Sunday night at the Siyum, but we will get to just the very end. Okay, starting with Hane Halachot Ninu. So now we said, this is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. So now they say, Hane Halachot Ninu, Hane Kai Ninu. This is learned out from Psukim, this 10th and 11th day, not from Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. How so? D'tanya. We're going to have a long Braita darshaning, and it's very interesting that we're ending with this. At the end, we're basically going to raise questions on things that permeated the entire Masechet, as if, you know, let's throw everything up in the air. This is classic Gemara, right? Let's kind of, and it's very interesting, they're doing it at the very end and kind of, it's almost challenging the ground that we've been walking on, okay? We're going to throw up a lot into the air. Now, if you remember, I don't know if you remember this, but the psukim that introduced the Nida, it's actually kind of weird, and this is what they're addressing. It says, the words in the verse in Vayikra Tevav Yutet say, Isha ki tiye zava, dam yiye zova bivsara, shiv'at yamim tiye benidata. This means if a woman has a flow of blood, and it'll be in her basar, we have all, you know, about her gasha there, shiv'at yamim tiye benidata. She's going to be a nida. Now, what's weird about this pasuk? Well, it's all about zava, right? Zava, right? It uses the words of zava, which we consider to be something else. So yeah, we just translate it. Well, she has a flow, right? Well, zava is just a flow. So the Braita here is going to throw up things into the air. Yachol haro esh losha yamim b'tchila nida ritzufin tehe zava. Maybe if you see 3 days, right? Since zava, we know zava gdola is 3 days. Maybe even if you see 3 days straight during your nida days, maybe you're a zava. Uma ani mekayem isha ki tiye zava dam yezova b'ro'e yom achad. And then what do I do? So then what's these psukim about Nida, that you're going to be 7 days in Nida? Well, maybe it means if you're a zava, meaning singular, meaning one day, and you bleed one day, okay, then you'll be a Nida, and you'll have to wait for 7 days. But as soon as you start seeing 3 days, you're already called a zava. Again, this is questioning everything we said, which is that zava is not in your usual time, but here they're saying, who's to say? Maybe anytime you see 3 days, you'll have to wait 7 clean days. Talmud Lomar, therefore the verse teaches us when it talks about zava, what does it say? Ishaki tazov, zov dama yamim rabim, below 8 nidita. Right? The pasuk clearly tells you, and this is why it's not true, when it's not the time of your general period. Samuch below 8 nidata, right? So they say samuch l'nidata. So that means, okay, the way they darshan below 8 nidata means it has to be near your nida days. Okay, meaning immediately following. Well, how immediately following? Vainly ella samuch l'nidata. Muflag l'nidata yom achad minayin. That would mean, okay, day number 8, right? We have your 7 days, and then samuch l'nidata would be if you see it on day number 8. How do we know even if you see on day number 9, you'll still be considered a zava? So they say, Talmud Lomar, O Kitazov. Okay, because it says, below 8 nidata, or Kitazov. Okay, it has this O. That means, well, not only on day number 8, but even on day number 9. Ein li ela yom achad. Minayin lerabot muflag, shnayim, shlosha, arba'a, chamisha, shisha, v'shiv'a, shmona, tisha, sara, minayin. That only teaches us if she sees blood on day number 9, right? We got day number 8 because it's samuch l'nidata. Then we got day number 9 because it said, oh, what about day number 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, right? All those potential Zava days. So we get to 11, right? They say 10 because 1 is obvious, right? And how do we know, even if she saw all the rest of the days of her Zava days, minayin, that she's going to become a Zava Gdola? Amarta mamatzinu b'rivi'i shera'oi l'sfira b'ra'oi l'ziva. On the 4th day, okay, the 4th day of her 11 days. Okay, so we now have, right, so that would be 8, 9, 10, 11. On day number 11, she sees, right? So now, day number 11, when's it going to end? Right, on day number 18. So, right, because then she's going to have, right, day number 19, right? In other words, she'll have her 7 clean days. So that 4th day is Ra'oi L'Sfira. You can count it as one of your Shevanikiyim, because it could be the first day of Shevanikiyim, because 8, 9, 10, you bled. 11 becomes your first day of Shevanikiyim. And it's also a potential day we already established that you could have Zava blood. So, Afani Abiha Asiri, I'll also add then the 10th, Shera'oi L'Sfira V'Ra'oi L'Ziva. I'll say also day number 10 could both be Ra'oi L'Sfira and Ra'oi L'Ziva. Okay, because why? Because the 10th day could also be the last day of Shevanikim. If you bleed 8, 9, and 10, right, then and it's, think about how many days Zava is. Zava is 11 days. Now, it would make more sense, according to what they're saying, that Zava is 10 days. Why? Because Zava has the first 3 potential days, are the days you could become a Zava Gadola, and then the next 7 days could be days you could be Sheva Nekiim. Since they could be Sheva Nekiim, therefore the same, they could also count to be, you could be bleeding then and count as a Zava Gadola. That would take you to day number 10. But we said Zava is 11. This whole thing is to get to, how do we know Zava days are 11 days, right? So now they say, Uminai l'rabot achadasar. So, right, so where, how do we get 11 then? Because it can't be, if you only bled the first 3 days, it wouldn't be one of your Sheva Nekiim. Below 8 nidit, Tamud lamar, below 8 nidita. When they say below 8 nidita, that adds this extra day. So now they say, Yachol shani marbe af shnei masar. Once you're saying it's below 8 nidita, okay, now why below 8 nidita? Below 8 nidita comes to teach you, remember, it's not only if you bled on day number 8, it's also if you bled on day number 9. If you bled on day number 9, where does that take you? Day number, again, it's, I'm saying it in two different ways. Day number 9 is your second day of Zav. Your Sheva Nekiim would go through 11. So then, once you're adding that, well, we already said then, we learned 10, 11, 12, right? You could keep going on in your Zav days. If that's the case, well, theoretically, we should add the 12th day also. In other words, we could keep going on. So, how do we know? Ma reita l'rabot achadasar v'lotzi shnei masar. Marbani achadasa shera oilis firat o kitazov. Umotziani yud bet she'em ra oilis firat o kitazov. Remember, o kitazov taught us not only if you bled on day number 1 of the 7 days, even if you bled on day number 2. Well, day number 2 only gets you to 11. It doesn't get you past 11. So they're going to basically say, therefore we end at 11. Now, this is all showing that these 11 days are part of the 11 days are learned out from the verses and not from Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. Okay, so now we're raising other questions. This teaches us 3 days. Shnei yamim minayin. How do we know if you bleed 2 days that you're a zavaktana? Talmud Lomar, right? Yimei. So they say, kol yimei zov. Okay, yimei is 2. Yom echad minayin. How do we know that there's a zavaktana if you only bleed 1 day? Talmud Lomar, kol yimei. Okay, so that teaches you, kol yimei tum'ah, melamei, shemitamat, kol yimei, sorry, period. Tum'ah, okay, the pasuk says, let me just read you the whole pasuk. Where is it here? Ishaki yazuv, zov dama, yamim rabim, below 8 nidata, ukita zov al yimei al nidata, kol yimei zov tumata. Those are the words we're darshaning now. The kol yimei came to teach you 1 day and 2 days, or really 2 days and then 1 day. Tumata kimei nidata tiet me'ahi. So now we're going to darshan more of those words. We're going to say tme'a. So why does it say tme'ahi? Tme'a melamed shemitamad bo'ala kenida. Tme'a teaches you she's tme'a to transfer impurity to someone who sleeps with her when she's in the status. Hi mitamad bo'ala ve'en hazav mitamei mashehu bo'el. So now they say, oh, and by the way, only it says Tmea he. He comes to teach you that she's mitama, somebody she sleeps with. But if her husband is a man is a zav and he sleeps with a woman, she doesn't have the status of him. So now they're gonna say, Bahalodinu, and this is a logic we brought up in the past. We're gonna say theoretically Zav is more chamor. Why is Zav more chamor? Because remember, you become a Zav even if all your riyot happen in the same day. She needs to bleed for 3 days to become a Zav Gadola. He becomes a Zav as soon as he bleeds two riyot even, discharges. 2 days, right? I'm sorry, 2 sightings even within 1 day. So that's what they're going to say, Ba'alo Dinu. But you would think it would be logical. Umahi she'ena mitama b'riyot kebiyamin. She doesn't, if she bleeds and sees 2 sightings of blood in 1 day or 3 sightings of blood in 1 day, she's not going to become a Zav Gadola. Mitama and yet mitamad bo'ala, but yet she has this chamor stringent in that someone she sleeps with gets tuma like she does. Who shemitame b'riyot kebiyamim eno din shemitame mashu bo'el. Right, but he who's mitame every time he's right, if he sights even in 1 day, of course he should be mitame what he's bo'el, anyone he sleeps with. Talmud lomar he. That's why it comes to teach you he. He mitame bo'ala ve'en azav mitame mashu bo'el. Right? You totally would have thought that this should have come up the very first page of the Masechet, right? It's very interesting. It comes up at the end. Uminayin shuoseh mishkav u'moshav. How do you know that azav is mitame mishkav u'moshav? If already we're going to say that he's less chamor than she is in this issue, maybe he's also less chamor in terms of transferring impurities to things it sits on? Well, that's because it says Tamulomar Kimishkav Nidata. Okay, it says it explicitly in the pasuk there. Kol Mishkav Asher Tishkav Alav Kol Yimei Zova Kimishkav Nidata. Yeah, okay, it says it explicitly. Be'en Liyala Shlosha Yamim Shnei Yamim Minayim Tamulomar Yimei. Okay, so now they say, how do you know that she needs that she's tameh? Right now, we're talking about Ein Liyala Shlosha Yamim. Now we're back to her, I assume, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about her being Tameh. She becomes a Zavah Gedolah in 3 days. How do we know that even 2 days? Minayin, we already learned this. I'm not sure why they're repeating this. Tamalomar Yimei. Yomacha Minayin. Tamalomar Kol Yimei. We already learned this. Okay. Uminayin Shesoferet Echad Le'echad. How do you know that a Zavah Ketana waits 1 day? If she bleeds 1 day, right? She has to wait 1 day. Tamalomar Yihiela. Okay. Yihiela means whatever she had, that's what she gets, right? She saw blood 1 day, she has to wait 1 day. You might have thought, though, once she bleeds for 2 days, maybe she needs to wait 7 clean days. Why would we have thought that? Because a Zav who has 2 re'iyot needs 7 days. V'dinhu, and it's only logical. Umahu she'en sofer echad le'echad sofer shiva l'shnayim. He doesn't even wait 1 day for 1 day, remember? He doesn't have a shomer yom keneged yom. He's immediately tahor the next day. So he doesn't wait this yom echad, and yet, once he sees two, he's already sofer shiva l'shnayim, right? He has to count 7. So he she soferet echad le'echad, she who counts 1 for 1, ain't odin she tzipor shiva l'shnayim. Talmud lomar, yihiela. Again, it says yihiela. Okay, this is in... This is in the pasuk. Kol mishkav asher tishkav alav kol yimei zova kimishkav nidata yihiela. Okay, yihiela is coming to teach you. Ein asoferet ela yoma. Okay, so she only needs to wait 1 day. Alma, big bottom line. Cry ninhu. So what do we have here? All this is learned out from Sukkim. So why does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say it's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? This is Rabbi Akiva proving. We learned this whole thing about the Yud Aleph days. And that, again, it's a little tricky because we were saying the Yud Aleph days are really referring to the Machloket Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. But the Machloket Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is really connected to this whole idea that if already once past day 11 it's already Nida, well then that leads to, do you have Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom or not? So now they say, what's the big answer? Cry, the Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Akiva. Cry, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Hilchata. 2 different ways, right? He has his way of understanding it. He has his way. Amar le Rav Shmaya le Rabbi Abba. Ema b'yamama tahave ziva. One la'azava. Belelya tahave nida. Maybe, okay, now they're throwing another thing into the picture. Why don't you just say, it says there, Ishaki Azov Zov Dama Yamim Rabim. It says days. Maybe if she sees blood during the day, that's Zava. If she sees blood at night, that's Nida. So what do they answer? Amarle, Allah Amarkra. The pasuk there was actually to answer your question. Al Nidata. What does it say? If you bleed below it, right below it, Nidata, oh, Al Nidata. Al Nidata means some Mukhla Nidata. Now, when does your Nida end? In the after 7 days in the evening, right? What's going to be samuch? Nighttime. So therefore, they say samuch l'nidata. Eimat have, when is that? Bilelya v'kakari le'zava. So therefore, zava could also be at night. Okay, we're going to stop right here. We're not going to finish. However, I will spend 2 minutes just kind of thinking about this page. Okay, this page is a really interesting page. Like I said, it should have been in the beginning, should have been the basis for everything we learned in this Masech. I really wish I had everything, but a lot of what we learned had to do with Nida Zava. And it's interesting that it's almost kind of telling us a lot of things developed over time as a result of the confusion with what's Dam Nida, what's Dam Zava, how do we know which is which? And that was really something that permeated a lot of our Masech. And it's almost like they're saying at the end, well, first of all, there's different ways of getting to how we got to this. Is it based on verses? Is it a masoret? Right, that's number one, big question. And here we try to show where we get from the verses, how we can extrapolate from them, what exactly it is. I think in the end, really, this is the end not just of our masechet, but of Shas in general. And the end is so interesting because it's all about our masoret. And where do we learn things from? Do we learn them from it was passed down? Do we learn it from verses? And it shows, right in the end, what do they say? Well, he learns it one way, and he learns it another way. And it's a beautiful way of ending, about showing the diversity of opinions, and that nobody's knocked out, and everybody's opinion has legitimacy. And it kind of ends in that way of, it's all out there, And don't be hesitant after you've learned everything. Maybe it's also giving us this message, which we've talked about many times, which is things that we take for granted and things so obvious. Sometimes you have to like throw them up in the air and rethink them through. Right here, we took something that we've been talking about as just a given, and we start questioning and saying, wait a minute, maybe, right, maybe this isn't exactly the way we see it, and maybe we can see it from a different perspective, and maybe that's not what the psukim mean. And they kind of throw it all up in the air to then, in the end, they come to the same conclusion, but they analyze it, and where do we get it from? And that you can, there's always room for questions, there's always room for rehashing things, looking at them from a different perspective, and trying to kind of question as far as you can to get to what striving for what the truth is. But in the end, knowing that there's multiple truths is in the multiple way of learning things. Some things are learned out from verses, some things are learned out just because they were passed down that way, and that there's a lot of variety here. And that's it for today. And see you all on Sunday at the Siyum. And mazel tov to all those who finish Shas, all those who finish Masechet Nida. And Shabbat Shalom.